Tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight guest has visited with us several times before, both as a solo performer and as the lead singer of another guest's material. He's back with a new album, which I believe contains his best material to date, and his other songs were excellent, too. I'd like to welcome Connecticut resident Jesse Terry back to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Hi, Jesse. It's nice to speak with you again.
Great to talk with you, Kathy. Thanks for having me back.
You're in Nashville right now. Are you writing, touring, or recording, or what?
Kind of a little bit of everything. We've been touring. I just finished playing Bonnaroo, which was wild.
Oh, you got to tell me more about that.
Just playing that festival, 85,000 people. I've never been transported back to the 60s more, I think, than being at Bonnaroo. It's a beautiful place. It's a very peaceful, great community, but also very wild, too.
And how was it that you ended up being part of Bonnaroo this year?
My manager knew one of the bookers. I think the booker showed up to one of my New York City gigs. He doesn't always tell me when these things happen, so I just do my regular thing, and he dug it. And then I got that gig confirmed, which was really amazing, and you know, I got to hear all these people, and Billy Joel closed out the festival, and it was surreal.
Now, what else are you doing in Nashville? Some writing and some recording, correct?
I was doing a Kogel tour with a girl named Sarah Peacock for a little bit, so we were kind of all over the Southeast, and tomorrow I'm recording a single with a wonderful singer-songwriter, so I'll have more news on that soon. Nashville is a place I lived for about 9 years. It really is kind of like a second home to me.
Tell me more about this new album of originals with one cover song included called The Calm and the Storm. We had spoken about this a little when you and Steve Schaefer visited back in January. Where was it recorded and who produced it?
It was recorded in Philly. First time I've ever actually recorded an album not in Nashville with this wonderful guy, Glenn Barrett, who's a Grammy-winning producer and mixer and engineer. He's been really kind to me, and he said he wanted to do this project, and he really made it happen. He really worked with me and my budget, and he just poured his heart and soul into it.
Who are some of the other players on your songs?
I have John Paul on there, who I play with a lot in New York City, and he's a wonderful singer-songwriter and guitarist. Michael Ronstadt was on there, who's playing cello. Chuck Staub was playing drums. My dad was on the CD, which is really amazing. Glenn was on the CD. This girl, Maya Davies, who's on Warner Canada, came down and did just beautiful harmonies.
Well, Jesse, you're pretty much a solid solo act, a guy with a guitar, but do you travel with a backup band these days?
It just depends, really. I had a great big band for Bonnaroo. I'll have a band for this August 8th show at Yorktown Stage that's coming up. I'm also doing like a father-son tour, so that will be more of like a duo kind of thing. I really kind of mix it up depending on the gig and depending on the budget, and it keeps things interesting.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest tonight in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD is Connecticut resident Jesse Terry. Jesse, I don't know if we've discussed this before, but who are your favorite artists or musical influences?
I listen to so much new music, but really, for me, it always starts with the Beatles and James Taylor and Jackson Browne, Springsteen and Paul Simon and folks like that. Neil Young's a big one. If you're a painter, you study Van Gogh and Picasso. You know, I feel like those are the songwriters that you study.
Well, speaking of Van Gogh, you did a cover version of Vincent by Don McLean on this latest album.
I heard that song and I just kind of fell in love with the melody. I related to some of the tortured artist kind of aspects of it. I think part of it is healing. Maybe even if you're writing a sad song, it's healing to you and then maybe healing to someone else who hears it. There's kind of a positive aspect to that. There's some comfort to that, I think.
Jesse, how has your songwriting process changed over the time that we've known one another?
What I'm struggling with now is that I'm really, really busy. I feel like I'm probably playing close to 150 shows a year. It's all about time management and trying to figure out when I can write and actually shut down. Because for me, I really need to go into La La Land and to really access that well. I can't have a conference call at 2 p.m. and then write for 2 hours and then have something. You know, I really need to go into like complete La La Land. My process hasn't changed much, but my time management has. It's had to, out of necessity.
Is it usually your words first or your music first, or do they kind of come together?
Yeah, it kind of comes together. I have a big list of titles, and sometimes the title will sit around for like 5 years, and then I'll be playing on the guitar. It'll just kind of pop out and become the hook of the song or the title of the song. And usually melodies and chord progressions come to me first, and I try to get those things down on a recorder because you always think you're going to remember them and you never do. Melody and meaning and lyrics all come together, and when that's a perfect marriage, then that's when you can really have a magical song.
Well, you're talking about the perfect marriage. Now, I remember you telling me that your lovely wife made her own job portable so she can travel with you. Is that still the case?
Yeah, and she's not on this particular trip with me because She is so busy right now with her job, so occasionally she'll skip a tour. We're both kind of struggling right now. It's been about 2 weeks, and that's about our maximum. We're very tight, and we like to be around each other pretty much 24/7. That's a wonderful thing that we worked really hard for. In like about 5 days, I'll head home, and then a week after that, we take off for like a two-week road trip with me and her and the dog, Jackson. We have lots of cool shows planned and a fun camping trip planned in Asheville, North Carolina. It'll just be really, really fun.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest tonight is Jesse Terry. Jesse, you spend a great deal of time on the road, as we just mentioned, when you're not in the studio. You seem to take charge of getting in front of people with your music and winning over and growing the fan base by your live performances.
That's what it's all about for me. Is social media and all that stuff is cool, and obviously recordings are very cool, but I think live performance is that thing that people can't replicate it. It's something that's really special, and that's really what keeps me going. That's what inspires me to write.
Well, I know you have a couple of big dates coming up in our area in the next few weeks, so please, by all means, tell us about them.
I've got a show in Yorktown, New York, August 8th at Yorktown Stage. That's a Coville show with Sailing Stone, who I think you interviewed before.
Sure.
More of a full band show for me. And then on August 18th, I have a Coville show with this guy, Ryan Hobler. That show is on my father's son tour. So my dad is flying in from Arizona to play grand piano and sing harmonies on that tour, which will be really cool.
Tell us a little bit more about your dad.
Michael Terry is my dad. He's had number one hits in Canada as an artist back when he was younger. He's scored a lot of things for film and TV. He's produced. He's always had a recording studio. So he's kind of a renaissance man, really. It's pretty rare that we get together for a father-son Coville tour, and I'm dragging him all over the Northeast for a week. He's still my dad, so I still have different rules in the car, like my dog's not allowed to come on the tour. You're the old man. You can lay down a couple ground rules. I'm cool with that. He's a wonderful guy. He's my best friend. In all truth, it's going to be really, really special to share the stage with him and have him sing on my songs and play piano. And I hope that he can hold it together emotionally. He gets a little emotional when he plays with me, but we're going to work on that.
Well, he's so proud of you, I'm sure.
and I'm proud of him. He's a wonderful guy.
Jesse, give us your social media links so that we can keep track of where you are and what you're doing, and that so our listeners can listen to the rest of your new EP.
Folks can follow me on Spotify and go to iTunes. They can check out music on jesseterrymusic.com. It's J-E-S-S-E-T-E-R-R-Y, music.com. And they can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, kind of all over the social media world. I try to stay active there and take a lot of photos on the journey.
Jesse, it was really hard to pick a favorite song, but the one we've chosen to share tonight from your new EP, The Calm and the Storm, is called Noise, the Calm and the Storm version. Can you give us the song's meaning and backstory?
That song was about loss. It was about a really, really rough breakup that I went through many years ago, a premarital song, of course. It changed over the years. It became a song that I sang for my grandmother when she passed. It's been a song that I've sung at weddings. The real crux of the song is, without your sweet voice, all the world is noise. So some people have interpreted that as being a love song, which I thought was really cool because I never looked at it that way. And some people think of it as a song of loss, and some people think of it as a song about religion. And I think it's a really, really cool thing when a song connects to so many people in different ways. That's the ultimate compliment.
Jesse Terry, many thanks for joining me again in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight tonight. Continued success to you with the new EP, The Calm and the Storm. You're touring, and look for Jesse at the Yorktown Stage August 8th and at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City on August 18th. Here's Jesse Terry with Noise on 100.7 WHUD.
I can't hear the songbirds singing, or the church bells ringing, without your sweet voice, all the world is noise. And as I watch the children playing, I can't hear what they're saying. Without your sweet voice, all the world is noise. And if I ever hear your voice again, on some clear and holy morning, I will close my eyes and take it in. But until then, I will watch the lovers dancing, but I won't hear them laughing without your sweet voice. All the world is noise. And if I ever hear your voice again, maybe on some clear and holy morning, I will close my eyes and take it in. But until then, I won't hear the rain start drumming. The streets could all be without your sweet voice, all the world is noise. All the world is noise.